Whilst daylight lasted, we tried to find our way through the wood, but the more we tried, the more bewildered we became, and it was pitch dark when we arrived at a very black-looking house. We entered, not without fear, but what could we do? We found a whole family of colliers at table. They immediately invited us to join them. My young man did not wait to be pressed. He laughed and talked with them, and with an imprudence that I ought to have foreseen, but to what purpose, if it was decreed? He told at once where we came from, where we were going, and that we were Frenchmen. Supper over, they left us. Our hosts slept below, we in the upper room where we had supped. A loft raised some 7 or 8 feet, which was reached by a ladder, was the resting place that awaited us. A sort of nest into which we were to introduce ourselves by creeping under joists loaded with provisions for the year. The night, which had been undisturbed, was nearly over when, about the time that I thought that the break of day could not be very far off, I heard our host and his wife talking and disputing below. At the end of a long quarter of an hour, I heard someone on the stairs, and through the crack of the door I saw the father, his lamp in one hand and in the other one of his large knives. He entered barefoot. When he got to the ladder, he mounted it, his knife between his teeth, and getting up as high as the bed, the poor young man lying with his throat bare, with one hand he took the knife, and with the other he seized a ham which hung from the ceiling, cut a slice from it, and retired as he had come. The door was closed again, the lamp disappeared, and I was left alone with my reflections.